morning. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Heather Corrales in from Street Lamp Creative today. Hi, Heather.
Hello.
Thanks for joining me. Can you let me know, what is Street Lamp Creative?
So we are a small marketing firm. It is myself and my business partner, and together we provide graphic design and writing services, marketing guidance, really whatever folks need in the way of combining graphics and writing, whether on their website or print materials, to help tell their story.
And you yourself have a background with writing, and that's kind of your forte. So when you met your business partner, that was kind of what you both brought different skill sets to the table. And it was like,
absolutely,
this is a match made in heaven.
Yes. I think we've been in business now 5 years, and probably the biggest takeaway that I've had is to partner with somebody who brings something different to the table, where you kind of balance each other out a little bit and have skills that complement each other.
What was 10-year-old Heather? Was 10-year-old Heather planning on having her own business, or did you just love writing and it kind of felt, you know, the path took you where it needed to take you?
Yeah, I think I probably would have told you at the time that I wanted to be an English teacher, so mm-hmm. not too far off, but then kind of went this winding path through nonprofit fundraising and realizing, as part of that work, I really loved communications, the writing piece of that work that led me into starting a business. And I really don't know that I would have done it if my business partner hadn't prompted me to and given us that little dose of courage in the beginning.
Well, and I think so from the way you started, she just kind of needed a writer for a few specific projects.
Yes.
And when that started, did you think, yeah, we're going to go into business together? I really love being my own boss.
I did not ever think that we would go into business together, but I did love being my own boss. I picked up that freelance work with her because I wanted to have something outside of my day job that was a little more autonomous, a little bit more freedom.
What was your day job at that time?
It was fundraising. It was, you know, fundraising at a place called the Center for Puppetry Arts, which is a nonprofit puppet theater and museum in Atlanta. So I was already in a place that was very fun and exciting and doing interesting things. But I think because so many of those things were cyclical, every year there's the gala, every winter there's the, you know, holiday fundraising mailer, I wanted something a little bit outside the box where I could just flex that creative muscle even more so.
Well, and I've worked in the nonprofit world. I still work in the nonprofit world for a long time. And sometimes it's a little draining. You feel like you're always begging for money, essentially. I've gotten a better mindset about things of like, I'm offering people an opportunity mm-hmm. to support a great organization, a great cause, a great thing that I really believe in. But that can be, I'm sure, a little draining sometimes.
It definitely takes a toll over time. And I think
as much as you could believe in what you're.
Yes. And you love the work. You know, burnout is a thing in the nonprofit industry. A lot of places are trying to find creative ways to retain staff and that sort of thing. But it's tough. And I think the role we're in now, we're a little more on the outside looking in. So we can offer a different perspective, maybe a fresh perspective, see what other clients, other peers in the industry are doing. And, you know, sometimes when you're just in it day after day, you lose a little bit of that outside perspective. And so you just need, you know, someone to come in with kind of a fresh take. Mm-hmm. And
well, and that creative, do something different kind of when you can, it can get stale sometimes.
Yes.
Doing the same thing. I worked for the Cookeville Children's Museum for years, and I really just felt like we were every single year in December, it was hard to make ends meet, and we were just, you know, barely getting by. And it's like, this is a great organization. There's great potential here. And we just couldn't get the ball rolling in the right direction. But we didn't have the players to come in and say, this is how we can make some great changes.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, you having this marketing firm, you're able to do that. What's the difference between just a marketing firm or a storytelling agency? And I think that what Street Lamp Creative is a storytelling agency, which I think is very different. Do you, I mean, I think I would assume as a writer and that creative side of you, tell me how that looks.
I totally agree. I think that's a great question. And I think traditional marketing has been more about, let us promote ourselves. Let us, you know, tell you why you need this thing, why our solution is the best for you. And storytelling is more about the authenticity behind it, the why behind what you're doing. Not only just what you're offering someone and how it can help them, but what is sort of the deeper reason behind that. Mm-hmm. And so we work with all types of clients, with nonprofits and traditional corporate clients. But what we, my partner and I, tell folks we have it in common across all of our clients is it is people who are making a positive impact in the world. And I think that kind of naturally goes hand in hand with storytelling. You have to have a story to tell.
For creatives that are writers, I think that, you know, for some people, that's terrifying. I don't know how to tell my story. You know, it's like maybe I might feel that I have one, but I'm sure you meet with lots of people that are like, well, I don't know. I just want more customers, you know.
It's true.
And they don't know how to find that story.
That's true. I think that's where having someone that you can bounce those ideas off of, because sometimes the hardest thing to sell is ourselves. Mm-hmm. Even as marketers, we had someone else design our logo, for instance. We will bring in folks to consult with on our own marketing because it's just...
You're so in it.
Yeah. We all have blind spots, and especially if you're someone where your business is so synonymous with yourself, maybe you're the only employee, maybe it's just you doing this business out of your house. I think it's all the more important, whether that is someone you hire to come in and serve as a consultant, or that could be a group of your friends, you know, people who maybe you go to a place like the Biz Foundry and you meet people that you can get that feedback, because it is a challenge for sure.
Yeah, for sure. I think sometimes, you know, we think of marketing as like, okay, it's a way to get customers. And so often, and I don't really have a background in marketing, but I've done this a bit for a while now. And so I always, when we have young interns coming in, I always try and say, you don't want to just say, buy my product. People, you know, can tune that out really easily. And,
right.
and as a nonprofit ourselves, our product isn't necessarily that we're selling something. We want people to sign up for events, and we want, and we really believe in what we're doing. But how do we get people to understand that they should believe in it too?
Right.
Is there something that you've learned along the way in the last, you know, kind of on the other side of things, of not being in the nonprofit world, but being in the marketing and helping people tell their story? What's one thing that you really think people should take away with learning how to tell their story?
Ooh, I think I know my answer. I just don't like it. It's that our attention spans are so short that in this era of TikTok and online everything, our brains just are not wired to stay focused on information for a long amount of time. And figuring out how to tell your story, how to make that first impression in, you know, it may just be 1 or 2 seconds is, I think that's huge. And I think businesses that can do that well, and there are so many of them here in this area that have their branding down pat, that are doing amazing, I think it makes a really big difference.
Yeah. Well, and I think just it is, we are, I think our attention span is getting smaller and smaller in time. And yes. People think that's impossible. Well, how do I take 1 or 2 seconds? But I think one thing, and tell me if you think differently, it's that personal, especially in this area, it's that personal touch. And
yes.
So people, I firmly believe people want to buy from people and not the specific services or products.
Totally agree.
And so putting yourself out there is important when you're trying to sell, and not just putting your product out there first. It goes along with that storytelling.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you've been in the nonprofit sector for a while. I feel like, and you're newer to town.
Yes.
Relatively newer to town. Yes. How, and we have probably, I don't know if you noticed, we have more nonprofits than probably the whole state of Tennessee. I think 90% of them are located right here. What do you think people who are in the nonprofit sector, what advice could you give them when they're out there marketing? Because again, it can feel like you're just begging for money all the time.
Yeah, I think one thing I've really learned is the power of collaboration and partnership. I think it can be easy to feel like you're in competition. And what I have seen a lot of here and would encourage is that spirit of collaboration, that chances are people who are going to support one cause are probably going to support multiple causes. That tends to be what the data shows mm-hmm. and what I see anecdotally with a lot of people. And so just realizing that partnering together, doing projects with like-minded organizations, maybe investing together in your shared marketing efforts to uplift the mission of all of those organizations can really be powerful. And other than that, I'm taking some lessons myself because there are, like you said, so many amazing organizations that are doing it right, that have a great reputation in the community.
Have you found that this is more of a collaborative area than other places that you've seen?
I would say yes, maybe collaborative in different ways. Yeah. I grew up in a small town, and so it's really wonderful to see that same mentality here, people helping each other, people knowing each other, and building those relationships for sure.
Well, and I think we kind of have a little bit of the best of both worlds of being a small town still, but we have resources of a growing community. We have 100%. Kind of some bigger corporations that have 100, 200, 300 jobs available for people. So, and those corporations can sponsor and be a part of some of this nonprofit sector. And so we're very lucky in a growing small town.
100%.
We'll be right back.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too, and unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Heather Corrales from Street Lamp Creative in. So we were just kind of talking about the collaborative nature of this community, and you said you're kind of learning some things too. The company Street Lamp Creative is based in Atlanta, mm-hmm. and that's where you and your business partner started together, and you recently moved up to the area. What was the reason to come to the Upper Cumberland?
Yeah, my husband's job brought us here, and we both were wanting someplace that I think was a little more balanced in terms of lifestyle, and we used to drive from Atlanta to the North Georgia Mountains 2 hours each way to see mm-hmm. the views and hiking, and being someplace that has that stuff a little bit closer was also a draw.
Where you're 20 minutes away from a major waterfall.
Yes.
And, you know, all the outdoor. So what has been the most exciting thing about moving to this area and just kind of learning all the resources that we have in the business community? You really looking to intentionally get plugged in this year. You're co-working at the Biz Foundry now.
And yes.
So you said this was like part of your 2024 plan is to get out and be more connected. So what have you found in your connections?
Absolutely. I think just coming here and visiting Cookville when my husband was interviewing for his job, I was blown away by how much was here and how much I personally resonated with strolling the West Side and seeing all the different shops and restaurants. And really a lot of it was just meeting people, talking to different shopkeepers and people we met and getting a good feeling from everybody and just having it feel like home. Mm-hmm. And so since that point, I've tried to get more plugged in. Like you said, big goal for 2024, made the resolution list, and at the top was getting more connected in Cookeville, joining the Biz Foundry, joined 100 Women Who Care Cookeville.
Yeah, with the Painted House ladies.
Yes.
Over there.
I know you interviewed them as well. Yeah, they're wonderful, doing amazing work. And Street Lamp Creative also just sponsored Glass Tangerines podcast after spending many, many Saturdays in Glass Tangerine with their plant yoga and browsing around. And just trying to find ways to meet people and also give back to the community, because...
Which, with a company based in Atlanta, what is the company's intention, or what's the thoughts of, like, let's invest into this community where it's not the legal mailing address for the business is not a Tennessee business at the moment, which I feel like we could recruit it up here. but, you know, so what was that as a business owner? What was the intention for that?
Yeah, I think my intention is really, we love our Atlanta clients. We have clients around the country as well, but being here and being part of this community makes me really want to get more plugged in that sense. So looking for organizations that we can partner with, looking for causes that we can support. We actually, this past holiday season, we sent all of our clients bags of Vertical Coffee. So we gave them a little, you know, taste of Cookeville, so
literally,
to speak.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love that.
And just wanted to share that with them so that they too would understand, you know, we are not just an Atlanta business. We're serving clients throughout the Southeast, throughout the U.S., but Cookeville is a big piece of where my heart is now.
And you were able to come into the Biz Foundry has a boot camp class where we meet with business owners. And these are very, very, very green business owners. They're just starting out. And so having this expertise of the nonprofit sector, but also just marketing and storytelling and web design, you were able to share your expertise with this class of new upcoming up and coming entrepreneurs. And so that's another way to kind of plug yourself in and use your skill set, and maybe ways that it's not just sitting down and writing, it's actually sharing and mentoring and working with other people and being able to focus on kind of the skill set that you can give out too.
Absolutely. That's a really great way to think of it. I definitely would love to get more involved in that sort of thing. You know, after we've now been in business for 5 years, which is not a super long time, but long enough to have learned some things along the way. And whatever knowledge we can share with people, there are a lot of lessons that you kind of just learn as you go. And I know we had people who helped us and helped us with everything from, like, how do I do my accounting? Do I need a lawyer? What kind of lawyer? How do I set up my LLC? All of those things. I was really glad to see that the Biz Foundry exists here in town and that that's a resource for people. And then to have that opportunity to share knowledge with that group was just really wonderful.
Well, and coming from Atlanta, where I feel like the resources are, you know, anything you can think of under the sun, you have at your fingertips. And so having an entrepreneur center that can help businesses and having those right connections where we have people that walk in our doors like you that are like, well, I'm a storytelling agency and I can help your small businesses figure out the ways to tell their stories and market their products and services in the ways that are going to meet the market that they have.
Right.
People get so fixated on what they're good at. So you open a plant shop, you know plants. It doesn't necessarily mean that you know marketing.
Right.
And that sometimes people feel like, you know, people accounting and marketing, I think, are two things that people say, I don't want to touch it with a 10-foot pole. That's so scary. I don't know how to do that. But they're parts of business that you need to know. And so knowing that there's resources, has that been nice to kind of be a support for all these small businesses that you worked with?
It really has. That's a lot of the meaning that we get from it, is knowing that we're helping a team, whether it's something they don't feel they have the expertise in. Sometimes it's teaching them something so they can learn how to do it themselves. Other times it's filling in the gap. Maybe someone leaves or you have changes in your staff, and we can kind of step in and fill that gap. And I think that's, at the end of the day, just knowing that we are helping someone, that we're taking a little bit of a load off of their shoulders, is really rewarding.
I think it's just like having business partners. You and your business partner, you said she's a bit more the graphic design creative. Mm-hmm. You're more the writing, the words. I think just like that in business, knowing where your weak spots are is so important. And it doesn't mean you're a bad business owner. It doesn't mean that. But when you're so in the thick of it, you can't see the tree through the forest, or however the 100%. Phrase goes. And so you're kind of, you can walk in there and say, well, there's a tree there and there's a tree there and there's, and let's look at these resources and make sure they go in the right direction.
Absolutely. And I think even more so than that, there's an opportunity cost of what could I be doing with this time if I'm not good at accounting? I don't want to be in my QuickBooks filing transactions.
Mm-hmm. I've even thought that with doing a podcast. At one point, I thought I could just learn how to edit a podcast. And then I thought that is not a valuable use of my time. And I don't want to spend 6 hours doing something that it could take my producer an hour to do. That doesn't sound fun for me. And so, and not even fun, it's just not a good use of my time. And so I think that that's really valuable as a business owner. The business owners that are listening right now is knowing that there are agencies out there that can sit down with you and kind of see all the facets of your business that you may not be able to see because you're too close to it.
Exactly.
Have you liked that process of learning businesses and kind of getting to know them and helping them find their assets?
Absolutely. I think having, for us, we have variety in our clients, which keeps it interesting. Mm-hmm. And for them, they get the benefit of, we see all of these different clients, we see all the best practices, all the data, and we can bring that knowledge to them and really help them tease out what makes them unique.
We'll be right back. Thanks for sticking with us. I'm Tiffany Anton from The Biz Foundry, and I have Heather Corrales in from Street Lamp Creative, a storytelling agency. That's what I'm going to mark. I'm just going to say that you are.
Love
that's
it.
What you are. So tell me what the name Street Lamp Creative, where that comes from.
I was hoping you would ask that. We went through so many name ideas. That's actually a service we offer, is helping other businesses name their business. But really, it's a nod to our mission. So we aim to shine a light on clients' strengths and opportunities for growth and illuminate the best path forward. And we also love that it kind of harkens back to our childhoods when you think about, you know, maybe your favorite wizarding stories, mm-hmm. or wandering through a magical forest. There's a street lamp that's kind of this beacon of home and light and warmth and just all things good.
I feel like when you have a business owner that starts explaining about their business as saying our mission, you just know that there's passion and heart behind what you're doing instead of our product or what it just, it's a different onset, a different way to present things. And was that part of the company culture when founding the company, is that you really wanted to feel like you were making a difference?
Absolutely. Emma and I both had worked places where we felt really personally inspired and wanted to channel that into something of our own. And we always felt like if we don't feel good about what we're doing in our hearts and our souls, you know, then what are we doing?
Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit more about the services that you offer. So if somebody is a small business owner that's here, what could they expect in the process of reaching out and saying, I need help?
Yeah. So there is no standard project. Every client has different needs. Some of them have no branding at all. They need maybe a logo, some key branding elements, fonts, colors. Maybe then they need a website created. And some clients have very established branding. They know who they are. They know what they're all about. And they need help with XYZ. And so we can step in at a lot of different phases. But the main things we offer are deliverables that combine design, so graphic design, with writing for the most part. So think about things like website content, your web pages, email newsletters, setting up maybe a series of automatic emails so that when people subscribe, they're automatically getting these personalized communications that are talking about things they are specifically interested in. We also help with a lot of print materials, especially when we're working with nonprofits. There are things like fundraising mailers, gala invitations, programs. We're getting to be in the thick of that season a little bit right now with spring.
Well, and I think if you're running a nonprofit, you're doing what you've always, you said it's kind of cyclical. And so often you're doing what you've always done. And so let's say you are planning this gala and it's the attendance is dropping year after year. Well, having a fresh set of eyes and having different, using different words, making things more exciting, making you feel like you have more of a buy-in is huge when you're kind of stagnant in what in doing it yourself.
Absolutely.
And so is that where you get established businesses or nonprofits that come to you? Is it because they need kind of a defibrillator is what I'm thinking. Do they need you to be their defibrillator to kind of bring them back to life sometimes?
In some cases, yes. We had an organization that had an annual dinner and we were able to completely rebrand that, come at it from a fresh perspective, hear what was important to them because they had a long history, and really merge that legacy of what was their history, where were they coming from, versus where do they want to take this moving forward.
How do you establish that trust? Because long-standing events, fundraisers, places with history, people have a hard time, I don't want to change the colors or the logo or the verbiage on this because, you know, this is what we've done, and how will people recognize that? And so how do you build that trust with your clients so that they know you have their best interests at heart and you know what you're doing?
Yeah, I think it comes back to what you said about people want to buy from people. And my business partner is one of the most wonderful listeners I've ever met. She can see all sides of everything and really empathize with what other people are saying. And I think my background in fundraising has helped me to do the same, because you really, when you're trying to get a monetary gift from someone, you really develop a skill for not just seeming as though you care about them, but actually caring about them and cultivating that true sincerity of, I want what's best for you. I want to make your day easier. I think people can sense that. And I have to just believe that people can sense that and that that comes through. I think most of us are pretty adept at knowing when someone has our best interests at heart, when they're truly listening to us and to what we want and to what we're saying is important. And part of that, too, is just the communication of navigating when people want different things, because that one organization may have 10 people in the room who all have their own opinions. And how do you go through that process without hurting feelings or invalidating anyone's point of view?
So it's an art trying to navigate that all. So you have, you know, clearly you have passion and heart about what you're doing yourself and the small business community, but you also have, you know, an impressive skill set as well. You were named an award for a 30 under 30.
I did.
Back in the day.
I was going to say, that was a minute ago now.
So tell me about that. And that was in Atlanta, right?
It was.
So being recognized, I mean, there was a time where I was a 40 under 40, in Cookeville, which is, maybe not as, you know,
that's amazing.
It's a small town. So what was that process like? You know, you were recognized for your skill set in your nonprofit work that you've done. How was that?
That was a really amazing experience. That was, I was so plugged in. I was plugged into the Atlanta community at that time in a way that I hope to be plugged into the Cookeville community. Going to a lot of events very regularly. I was part of the Association of Fundraising Professionals in Atlanta and really just wanted to take advantage of every opportunity I could. So I served on the Atlanta Regional Commission, had an Arts Leaders of Metro Atlanta program. I did a mentor program through that Association of Fundraising Professionals. And I think just as a result of connecting with people, trying to I mean, I volunteered for like every gala, every event that I could, just to learn and take that knowledge back. And
did you feel like it was all career building at the time, or you just really had a heart to give?
I think it was both. Yeah. I think it was both. I wanted to gain knowledge. I wanted to learn from people who were at the top of their field and really see what does it take to lead an organization, to be a good manager of people, to hopefully go into, at that point, I was thinking maybe a leadership role someday. But I think that even that desire to be in that industry comes from a place of wanting to help others.
For sure. You can't work in the nonprofit world without that passion and heart. Where True. Do you see Street Lamp Creative going in the next 5 to 10 years?
Yeah.
We're going to work on moving the business to Tennessee.
Yeah. I keep telling my business partner, I'm like, it's really nice here. Yeah. You should come check it out. I think.
Well, and we're very startup friendly. So small businesses, yes. Tax wise, there's a lot Love of reasons that. To move a business to Tennessee. But
We have some contractors that we work with, and we would love to see that continue to grow our business so that we can provide those jobs and opportunities to other people. I think just continuing to get more plugged into the community here, and like you said, being known not just as an Atlanta agency or, you know, one specific place, but being an agency that is known and serves the Cookeville and Putnam County area for
Which
sure.
Which is great, because I think when you have a bigger, you know, you have these contract businesses that you work with, you don't have to be as rooted into the area because everything's
right.
online. And
yeah.
So you don't have to, but you believe in this community and you really yes. Have a heart for what's going on here and you want to be a part of it. And so I think that that's amazing. And I love that you want to get connected and not just work with people online.
Absolutely. Yes.
So where can people find you or connect with you or Street Lamp Creative?
So we are at streetlampcreative.com. That's all one word. And we are on pretty much all social media as Street Lamp Creative.
So people can follow along on social media. Are you on TikTok? Are you a TikToker?
I am an avid TikTok watcher. Oh, we have okay. not.
I was going to get excited there for a second.
I know. Yeah, not yet. But maybe that'll be in the future.
So if people are looking, interested in your services, can they, is there a form on your website that they can fill out, and how would that process kind of look like for them?
Yeah. So we would encourage folks to reach out if you have needs. We build custom proposals for every single one of our clients. So there's nothing really cookie cutter. We talk to folks, learn about what it is that you're needing. If you're not sure what you're needing, we offer consulting to help you figure that out. And like I said, all of those proposals are unique to each business because everyone just has their own set of priorities and challenges and goals. And a lot of times that includes some brainstorming and some collaborative back and forth for sure.
And I can highly recommend the branding process. We, the Biz Foundry, there was like some clip art kind of thing that they use as their original logo. And we went through a branding process and we just, it's so us now. We can, I love the colors. I love the font. I love what it stands for. It means something now. And so taking that time, you might've started with one thing, but there is a time to pivot and to upgrade and it's okay. And you're not going to lose customers over it. And it just elevates your brand a little bit.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Heather, for coming in. Check out streetlampcreative.com if you're interested in Heather's services and what they have all going on there. And I look forward to seeing kind of how your presence grows, you personally and Street Lamp Creative in Cookeville.
Thank you
so much for being here.